This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we get today's show rolling with some bad news for once?
For once, sure. A 27-year-old woman by the name of Danielle Brosius was out jogging in the Spring Grove Cemetery because, you know, nice place to jog.
Uh-huh.
She did after she got struck by lightning while jogging in a cemetery.
There you go.
Well, yep. The good news is you don't got to go far.
Come on, man.
You're worried about saving on transport costs? I mean,
if you're there, you know, right? Who jogs through a cemetery? That's morbid.
She, I think it's pretty peaceful.
No, it's not. It's dead.
Yeah, a little too peaceful.
A little quiet.
Yeah, just creepy, man. She was with her mom and another woman at the time. They were all taken to the Cincinnati Medical Center for treatment. Her mom was not seriously injured. A third woman remains hospitalized. Her and her husband got married last November. She works as a sales rep, or did, at the Ohio Valley Beer and Wine. And her coworkers and friends say the world will be a little darker without her smile.
Well, it's a sad story. It really is, but
that's why it's the bad news.
You know, if there's ways to go,
that's one of them.
There's worse ways.
Is there?
Sure, like being eaten alive by ants. Way worse than being struck by a lightning.
Because you're saying it's fast.
Yeah, it's quick. You don't even feel anything. You blew up. Also, God is mad at you for whatever
reason.
Her
mom and her friend have to make up a story. Like, she was running so fast. She
like
just
lightning.
Exploded.
Well, lightning fast. Brand new shoes.
Well, that's why that Flash has a lightning bolt on his logo. Yeah. Whatever, man. All right.
Some good news today as well. A Florida student is obsessed with the University of Tennessee. All right. Wanted to represent the Volunteers during his elementary school's College Colors days, but didn't own any of their apparel. So he took the matter into his own hands and he made one himself with a piece of paper that says UT on it.
Okay.
The girls at the lunch table next to him who didn't participate in the College Color days made fun of his sign that he had attached to his shirt, and he was devastated.
Oh,
said his teacher in hopes of raising his spirits. Snyder said that she planned on buying him an official University of Tennessee t-shirt and asked friends if they had contacts with the school that could make it a little extra special for him. Well, by Thursday, her Facebook post had gone viral amongst Volunteers fans, and lots of people started leaving supportive comments. And it wasn't long before the university itself reached out, and they sent a care package full of swag and apparel. What's more, the University of Tennessee says it's planning on turning his UT design into an official t-shirt.
I like it. Nice.
They did. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It's a little scribbly white UNT. Also, teenage girls suck.
Kids in general are just mean. Yeah, they are the meanest people on the planet. Dave and I walked into a kindergarten room last year to go read to them. Took time out of our day to go.
It was reading week, and so they asked us to come down, and we always do that sort of thing. It's always a lot of fun. Walk into the room. First thing it said to us is what, Mahoney?
Hey, look, there's two fat guys. True story. Then we cried.
I kicked a 5-year-old in the face.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Nobody made us t-shirts. Wish I would have got struck by lightning.
What would it have said if you did have a t-shirt? Two fat guys.
Wearing University of Tennessee t-shirts.
Also, two fat guys probably would be wearing University of Tennessee t-shirts.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I just want to compliment Mahoney's butt. I've seen him at some events, and, even as a straight guy, I'm not going to lie, it looks really good. You know, I'm kind of jealous, and I'm not trying to objectify the kid, you know, but and I know he's a great guy, good dude, but he's a great guy with a great backseat.
Message deleted.
Many years of playing hockey, many years of playing volleyball.
Shut up.
Shut up. Beautiful.
Really? Stop it.
Derriere into the deity that it should be worshipped as.
You should have seen the look on his face when you started saying those words. He just straightened right up and had this little grin on his face like, finally, somebody has noticed.
So, you know, we call some mixed martial arts events, and, you know, for those things, I wear a suit. So I imagine he must have saw me in my my very slim fit suit that really does quite the number on my backside.
Tater.
Your slim fit suit.
That's right.
Was it intended to be a slim fit suit, or did you just fill it up?
No, it's both. Both. A little bit of both action.
Okay.
Please leave two country hams.
I just want to know if Mahoney wears a shirt when he goes swimming. I mean, listen, I know there's nothing wrong with it, and I'm not trying to shame Mahoney, but I'm just wondering. I don't know. I'm kind of curious if Mahoney wears a shirt when he goes swimming.
Did message deleted.
That dude just call you fat?
That just took a turn the other direction.
Wow. Why would you even ask that? No, I haven't worn a shirt since in a pool since high school.
It doesn't matter how fat you are.
I wasn't even fat. I was the skinniest I could ever been.
You wore a shirt because you were worried about the back knee?
I had back knee. I had a really bad acne on the back, and then took the worst acne medication of all time, the
Accutane,
which I will say,
doesn't that stuff make you crazy?
Yeah.
Also, Hills Have Eyes children. On the bottle or on the packaging,
it's the little pop out ones, and it's the foil pop out ones, and it's every one is a pregnant woman, and then a circle and an X through it. So either they're saying if you are pregnant, do not take this, or Accutane really just hates pregnant women.
There's some guy that designed the packaging for Accutane. He's just got a vendetta.
Yeah.
No, so no matter how fat you are, wearing a shirt while swimming does not make you look better.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I will say it will. I've thought about it when we go on our cruises, because there are the SPF shirts, sometimes, because I don't spend a ton of time outside. I just don't. Any time of the year, I don't. I am a homebody. I don't get a whole lot of tan. So yeah. There have been moments where I've thought about using it for sun protection, but not, like I said, no matter how fat I am, the beautiful thing about America, there's always somebody who looks.
Always somebody
fatter. There's always somebody always who looks fatter. Worse
yeah.
than you.
Yeah.
And also, nobody cares. Yeah. On top of that,
nobody
cares.
Does care.
No, everybody is wrapped up in their own
They're
world.
All thinking about themselves. Yep. Even the best looking person on the beach is sitting over there insecure.
Yep. Let me tell you this. I've never saw a person, maybe as an adult, and been oh, why are they wearing a shirt in the pool? I've never had an icky feeling towards that. I'm just hey, they want to.
No.
I've never even thought one way or another about it, honestly.
Like he said, you just don't care. You're like,
you don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 12 mimosas deep by the pool. I'm really, there's really not much.
I can't see you.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Is that a man or a manatee?
It stops stories. Here's what's making news.
So can you imagine being a 19-year-old college student and you're on vacation over in Russia from New York and you get tossed in jail because you're caught with medical marijuana?
No.
Because that's what happened.
Well, first off, what 19-year-old has money on their own to go travel abroad to Russia?
Well, she was traveling with her mom.
Okay.
And I was arrested at the airport in St. Petersburg when Russian agents found 19 grams of marijuana worth about $375 on her person.
She was traveling to Russia with her mom with $375 worth of weed.
Everything about this is strange, right? You think mom was upset not only because her 19-year-old little love muffin gets arrested in Russia, but also because she was the one who had all the weed?
Yeah, because a 19-year-old doesn't have almost $400 on them, let alone if we do.
Right?
I say we like I'm 19. But if they do, it's not $400 worth of buying. Maybe $60.
You said how many ounces or how many grams?
19 grams.
So that's not even an ounce. That's a little more than a half of ounce, which I mean is a lot of weed, but it's not that much weed.
So the teen had a prescription for it and she showed that to the Russian agents and they said that it does not apply in the territory of the Russian Federation.
Yeah, she should have known better on that one.
Yeah,
don't go to Russia. Don't go to China. Don't go to Russia. Don't go to North Korea.
Don't even travel with it in the United States. I mean,
that's common sense.
You go to Utah, you'll get arrested.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the thing, is it's kind of tricky right now, right?
Yeah.
Because it's legal in a lot of places.
Yeah, you can't cross state lines. But they're all individualized.
Yeah, it's federally illegal still. Now they're probably not going to bust you for it. That's just my guess. Is that, I mean, because once you go through security, let's say in Las Vegas, you go through security and it's legal here. They're probably not going to do much about it, even though TSA employees are technically federal employees. But it's just not worth it, right?
No,
it's not. A lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
It's really not. But also, use your head when you're traveling to a foreign country, because the laws of America don't apply there because you're no longer in America.
Okay, let's talk about the places in the world that you would least like to be locked up, because China, Mexico, and Russia are all like really up there for me.
Yeah, yeah. North Korea. North Korea's definitely a high one. Yeah. Venezuela, another one. Brazil. is super high on that list.
Did you guys remember that story just a few weeks ago about that riot at that prison in Brazil? Where hundreds of people died, and they said there was like 17 people got decapitated. Like, oh, well, I think I'll pass on that. Thanks.
Anywhere where I don't have rights, thank you. As a woman, especially, anywhere that I cannot go and just like freely walk around and not have to worry about myself, I would not enjoy being locked up there.
Saudi Arabia
would be pretty
high
bad
on that list as well. How about anywhere,
Iran? I was going to say, I would shrivel like a prune in any jail system. Let's be real. I would not survive.
North Las Vegas. It's over for me.
Just kidding. If I ever get locked up, I'm tough. Yeah. Mess with me.
So Oxford University scientists say that people who eat poultry are now at an increased risk of developing cancer. So you've been trying to be healthy, eating your chicken and your rice and, you know, your chicken Caesar salad at lunch. That's killing you too.
Is it though?
Wonderful. Nice.
Everything is bad for you.
The research involved tracked 475,000 middle-aged people over a period from 2006 to 2014. Around 23,000 of them developed cancer. The research that was carried out on the association study, this means that it only showed the correlation between eating chicken and certain types of cancer.
Well, also, it's definitely not the chicken, right? It's the hormones and the steroids and everything we're putting into these chickens to make them super chickens.
You would think so. It's like when you see those packs of chicken at a grocery store and for some, you're like, that would have to be the world's largest chicken.
Yeah.
It's because they're all juiced up on the roids.
On the roids.
And then you eat it.
I'm not even a breast fan. I want the legs. I want the dark meat, like, which we have moved away from a dark meat when it comes to turkeys and or chickens. Which I think is an abomination because they are naturally juicier. Also, there was a study last week.
Is it really an abomination? I don't know.
It is. When you talk about what an actual abomination is, it's like it's a disgusting twist on reality. That's what an abomination is. And when you take something and you like make it look like it's nothing like its original form, that's a literal abomination.
I feel like abomination is underused. Like the only thing that was actually an abominable something is a snowman.
An abominable.
And now we have abominable chickens, according to Mahoney.
We do.
Do you call them chickens or do you use a different word for chicken?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Benjamin is joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Benjamin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. You know, just about to start work.
Excellent. Tell us about your level of education so we can compare it to Mahoney's community college dropout days.
Well, I'm a high school graduate, barely, and that's pretty much it. Did a few, very minimal online school, but that was like minimal and ended up not doing that either.
Okay. Well, you and Mahoney are going to be asked the same questions today. There's a total of six questions, meaning that you can pass if you feel like you need to pass. I would encourage you to use it sooner rather than later so you don't finish the game with an unused pass. If you get as many or more correct than Mahoney today, you are going to be our winner.
Okie dokie.
Benjamin sounds like a man of the people. Very nice gentleman. But that doesn't change. Then I'm going to beat your ass, Benjamin!
Okay.
All right. You're going down,
Bring it, Benji!
So Mahoney is headed to a soundproof studio right now across the hall where he is not able to hear. Again, total of six questions. Feel free to use a pass today whenever you need it. If you get one right, it is the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with question number one, Benjamin.
Okay.
Which U.S. city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
St. Louis.
You sure about that?
No, Philadelphia.
There you go. All right, on the board of one.
I don't know why I said that.
Want to give you a moment to reset there. All right.
Shh, it's okay.
Don't tell Mahoney. I'll give you a second chance. In the tale of Peter Pan, the crocodile swallowed something. What did the crocodile swallow in the tale of Peter Pan?
Ooh.
Again, you do have a pass today if you want to use it.
I want to say it was a watch. You hear the ticking. You hear the ticking in the book. You hear the ticking in the movie. You hear the ticking in the story. I want to say it was a hand in a watch.
Oh, yeah, because the eyeballs.
That's close enough.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's an alarm clock, technically.
An alarm clock.
Yeah, we'll give
a clock
it
of sorts.
A clock. We'll take it.
It is a clock.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Ooh, I want to say it was Da Vinci, wasn't it? No.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yep,
3 for 3. What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
Yeah.
I like how he's giving the right answer, but he's saying
you
like
always
it the wrong.
Are second guessing yourself. Cheetah, no. Yes. All right. Final question, if you want to be, you do have a pass here. In what U.S. state will you find Mount Rushmore?
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Dude, brilliant.
5 for 5.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and bring Mahoney back in. This is great.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not being the one to ask the questions right now.
How many do you think you would have gotten of those?
Dude, I was like, oh, I thought I knew it. And then it was like,
nope.
No, I was like, oh, dang.
All right. So Mahoney is back in the studio. Best of luck to you, Mahoney. You're going to be asked the same questions. There's a total of 6. You do have a pass today should you want to use
it. We do get a pass? Okay.
Yep. Question number 1. Which U.S. city is known as the city of brotherly love?
Philadelphia
is correct. What did the crocodile swallow in the tale of Peter Pan?
He swallowed a clock.
Clock.
More specifically?
What, a watch?
A watch is...
Yes.
It's an alarm clock. We'll give it to you.
Okay.
We'll allow it.
Okay.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, I hope you lose the L and swallow that.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa is Da Vinci.
Da Vinci is correct. That is 3 for 3. What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Oh, boy. Feel like it's a cheetah. I'm going to go cheetah.
You're a cheetah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a cheetah.
Yeah, it's a cheetah.
It's a cheetah or like an ostrich or something.
An ostrich?
Ostrich can run like 60 miles an hour.
In what U.S. state will you find Mount Rushmore?
South Dakota.
South Dakota is correct. So both of you went 5 for 5. Mm-hmm. Neither of you used your pass. I'm going to ask this question. The first person to answer it correctly is going to be our winner today.
Okay.
Just do a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I don't think either of you are going to get this. What do you call a group of porcupines?
Oh, man.
let's just pass on this one.
A group.
Yeah, I'm going to say pass.
Both of you are just passing?
Yeah.
You're colluding to just...
Yeah, whatever, man.
To just tie?
I like this guy. I got nothing against him.
All right, well, both of you went 5 for 5, so Benjamin, congratulations.
Very nice.
What's the answer, though? Now I'm curious.
I've never even heard this before. A group of porcupines is called a prickle.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Get out of here.
That's annoying.
You're a prickle.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you say that's annoying?
Yeah.
Like, what an annoying group name, porcupines. Get it together.
It's just dusty. Like, of course, you're a group of prickles.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Kawhi Leonard has a sister that has been estranged from him for a long time. But Kawhi Leonard, obviously, huge star in the NBA.
The biggest offseason, you know, trade or signing in the NBA.
I mean, you know, goes to Toronto, wins a championship for them.
Yep.
But unfortunately for him, now he's back in the news because of this estranged sister. And you kind of worry about that if you ever... Make it big, right?
Acquire fame.
You're famous, you're rich, even you hit Powerball, because then everything that the people around you, whether they're friends and certainly family do,
they're popping
reflects
back
on
up.
You.
What a do, yep. baby. Yep.
Really? Yep. You think so? I don't subscribe.
You don't think
to
so?
That.
Really?
No. I mean, like, I don't, like, who cares if Kawhi Leonard's sister is a dirtbag? Or think about this.
Well,
like,
Simone Biles' brother just murdered somebody. She murdered somebody, too.
Yeah. Like, how does that doesn't affect him. That's not him.
Old lady in a casino.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, she's a horrible person who probably should be in prison for the rest of her life. But, I mean, who cares? Like, if Kawhi Leonard doesn't have anything to do with her other than being related, that makes...
Like Simone Biles, right? Like, kind of similar thing. Like, her brother's in the news right now for murder charges as well.
Yeah.
I think it still does reflect.
I don't.
I do.
it really, sucks. You're going
I don't
to
think it's
at,
fair.
You're
going
to look at Kawhi Leonard and go, ah, he's a dirtbag because his sister murdered somebody.
No, I don't think he's a dirtbag at all.
Look at Simone Biles, the cutest little teeny tiny girl in history, and go,
nah, man. Like, I don't subscribe to that.
It's not,
and if
it's
you,
not
if
their
you
fault.
Are, you're an idiot.
It's not their fault. It just does.
But who? But think. But who?
The reason
is
why
judging
this,
them?
The reason why this is a story is because it's Kawhi Leonard's sister.
But it shouldn't even be a story, though.
Well, but it is.
Wait, I mean, it should be a story
on its own. But okay, Kawhi Leonard has nothing to do with this so other than he's just related.
They found this old lady in the bathroom who had some cash on her because she's in a casino bathroom.
Yeah.
And they crack her skull and she dies.
It's horrible.
Dead. So Kevin Hart says is said to be walking again, but is in excruciating pain after the crash. Fractured his spine in 3 different places. Oof. In that accident.
Lucky
that
to be alive.
Yeah. Yep.
Truly.
He's walking slowly and gingerly. Another source said that his wife, not ready to talk about the accident or his road to recovery just yet. His friend, Jared Black, 28, had been driving the car at the time, and they crashed through a wooden fence, and then it fell into a gully about 1 a.m. last Sunday. Scary situation for everyone involved, but it looks like Kevin Hart at least is on the road to recovery. We just don't have that much information about it yet.
Yeah.
But pretty serious back injury. Like I thought maybe that was an exaggeration.
Well, 3 vertebrae, that's you're lucky to be walking
or not paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Chester Bennington's widow is engaged, and you know, some people online, of course, just being the traditional trolls online, how on earth could she possibly be getting engaged this soon? Chester's
really
been
that soon.
It's over 2 years.
2 years.
Also,
it's over 2 years.
Here's the thing: like, life goes on without people. It's sad that he's gone, but he's gone. When I die, I tell my wife all the time: when I die, go get married a week from today. I don't care. I'm dead. It no longer matters.
Right?
Because
your happiness
I am not
is
here.
Literally void.
All I want, like,
do you think that the new guy will ride your Peloton more than you did?
Son of a bitch.
And not just
gonna haunt the Peloton.
You can do that with a wife, but not my Peloton, bro.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Long story short, good for her.
Move on.
Even Chester's family and friends, Linkin Park, everyone, they're all very supportive.
If you are a good person, and you know that you are going to no longer be here, you want your family and the people you love about to be happy. Don't just sit there and wish I was still alive.
And she absolutely had an entirely really long grieving period. It's not like she just jumped in this man's bed the next day.
People are stupid.
So for 2 years.
And if she did.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whew, we got some doozies to start here. So we're talking about bad dates because everyone's been on at least a bad date before, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Awkward, sometimes really creepy. This one got texted over to us at 73100. I agreed to go on a date with somebody I'd met earlier this year. We met for a brunch at a nice restaurant. As soon as I sat down, he started giving me a list of conditions for dating him, which included losing weight, buying a nicer car, and not being so uptight, as well as never contacting him while he's with his wife and family. I thought about throwing a glass of water in his face, but instead just got up and left instead.
So
what clearly this guy knows is that it's worked before, or else he wouldn't just sit down. So this was like a sugar daddy instance. Is that what I'm gathering?
It's got to be, right? Because who else would be that? I mean, that's pretty bold and pretty stupid.
Or he just thought that he had all of this going on.
Sociopath.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with laying out things that you are looking for in a relationship on a first date. I don't, because I think it's actually pretty
important.
Healthy to be upfront about what you want and what you need in a relationship. This guy is just a piece of garbage.
To a degree on a first date.
I mean, like,
not asking people to lose weight, clearly, but I see what you're saying. I agree with you. Yeah. Just like, hey, I want to have, maybe not have the children talk the first date. That would be pretty terrifying.
I think as you get older, though, like, as I get older, if I were single and I know that there's plenty of women who are my age who have no problem saying, I want kids. We got to start having kids soon.
Tomorrow.
Guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, once you hit a certain age, that becomes. I mean, early to mid-30s?
Yeah, for most girls, mid-30s is kind of generally where I've heard women just be totally upfront about it. Like, if they want to have multiple kids and you're like getting into your mid 30s, it's kind of like, it's time to get to work.
Yeah.
I'm creeping up on my 30s. So I'm like, what's the age where have you I got to start worrying?
I was like, have you not had that conversation yet?
No, we have. No.
You guys are married, right?
No, but what's devastating is like once you're 30s, technically we're geriatric. That's like what they put you in as
that's
like whatever.
It's such a rough thing to be called.
Yeah,
like
we're geriatric mothers at 30.
32 years
old.
Isn't
that awful?
It's geriatric pregnancy.
It's, I think it's, I think 35 is the like the technical cutoff for that, which is, I mean,
little follow-up here on that first one. Not a sugar daddy. He just thought very highly of himself, and he kept referring to how much income he made.
Girl, I would have thrown that water.
Cool.
Do it. Make it rain.
Have you ever had a, glass of anything thrown in your face?
I've had change thrown at me.
Change?
Yeah, you were with me. Remember that? We were at a bar. Some bartender thought I tipped poorly and threw a handful of change at me.
Yeah.
Then I called the cops on her.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, you want to be petty? You want to be petty?
You want to know what my 2 cents are?
I'm a man who has nothing but time to burn.
Oh, man. So we got some more really good ones coming up. But if you've ever been in a situation where you've been on a date and it went really poorly, still remember to this day, you can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. You can call us at 702-791-1075. Did the cops show up?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, they did.
Did she get in trouble?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I didn't press charges. But her manager found out.
Yeah.
That's what made it worth it.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So have you ever been out on a really bad date? Chuck joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's up, guys?
So what happened?
So I went on my first date after getting out of a four-year-long relationship. And halfway through sitting at Starbucks and drinking coffee, she fell out of her top. And then just stuffed it back in like it wasn't a big deal. And then proceeded to spend the rest of the day talking about how she was hung up on the guy she lost her V-card to. And it also just happened to be the guy that my girlfriend of 4 years cheated on me with.
Oh.
Wow.
That is.
Wait.
Was she like a complete random or were you like a group friend?
It was like a friend of a friend, yeah. And then the icing on the cake is she locked herself out of her car, and I had to drive her home so she could go get keys and then drive her back to Starbucks.
So you smashed, right?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Whatever, man.
No.
The signs were all there. She falls out of her top. Oh, I left my keys. We need to go back to my house. Come on, man.
You missed out on an opportunity.
I already avoided the disease bullet once. I wasn't going to roll the dice a second time.
There's a lot of women shaming here.
You went on a date with her. Like, what does that say? Get out of here, Chuck.
Yeah, don't sit there and talk smack on this chick. No. Don't sit there and talk smack on this.
Whoops.
No. The reason that I found out she cheated on me is because she caught something from the guy that she cheated on me with. So when I found out that
this is just a mess,
I'm good.
I see. All right, Chuck, thanks for the call today, man. Appreciate
you. Still should have smashed.
Yeah. This one, texted over to us at 73100. Went on a first date with somebody I worked with, went back to his house where my car was. Prior, I let him know I was not interested in hooking up because it was the first date. He stripped down butt naked. And I said, no, I don't want to hook up. So he walked me to my car in the middle of the neighborhood, butt naked.
Oh.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman.
Well, he didn't want you to get robbed.
This one coming to us on Facebook. Mike said, met this chick off of a dating site, Plenty of Fish. If you know anything about Plenty of Fish, it's,
skeezy.
It's always
not skeezy.
Dating site. That's a hookup site.
I was going to say, and it's always the dating site that's on Catfish, the TV show.
And
lots of sketches.
And to say things went poorly would be an understatement. She, I noticed when she lifted up her arms that she had hairy armpits, which is, not particularly my thing. But then she called me chubby. And so we're sitting there. She's calling me fat. I see her hairy armpits. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. So I left. Very awkward.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
Andy said, many years ago, I was invited over to dinner by this girl I met at a place on a blind date. Upon entering her place, I realized that she was a slob, clothes and magazines all over her house. Then I was introduced to her annoying chihuahua. The night ended up back at her place. I sat in her bed and realized I sat in something soft. I stood up and realized I sat in dog poop. Her dog pooped on her bed. I just got my keys and left, and I drove home with my pants around my ankles. Oh, buddy.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You get pulled over. How do you explain that?
You just don't. I'll just take the ticket.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, Audrey, you tell me if this would be a deal breaker on a date for you as well. Cassie said, I went on a date with a guy, went to grab a quick bite to eat. He ordered whatever he wanted and then did the full body pat down, saying that he left his wallet. I paid. I plan on paying for myself anyway, so whatever. As I walked to the table, he handed me $10 for his food because he wanted to see if I was, in his words, one of those, quote, money-hungry hookers who wanted him to pay for everything. Needless to say, the night ended fairly quickly, except for the fact that I picked him up because he didn't have a car, so I had to drop him off. If you can't afford a car, you probably shouldn't be concerned with a woman using you for money.
Yeah, 100%.
Also,
I would have walked out.
Never pick up somebody on a first date.
Oh, really?
Like, unless it's somebody, it's like, unless you've, like, you know them. But if it's, like, it's something you meet, like, obviously this sounds like a dating service or a dating app.
Oh, like a website, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's different, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, if it's somebody you know, that's a different story. But, like, I would never pick up a stranger on a date or let them come to my house. Like, neutral territory, man. Like, I'm not even taking you to a place I really like because I'm going to go back there. I don't want you to possibly see me there if you like this place because I know I have good taste in food.
See, I kind of have an unpopular opinion on this. I feel like in 2019, coming from, I'm going to blame the South on this, chivalry to me is really important on the first date. I want to be picked up. I want the door open for me.
Yeah.
And if you offered for the date, I get that the way that we are right now as a culture is like split everything half-half.
He should pay for it.
For the first date, it's kind of like a show of like, hey, like this is, like it's kind of, I don't know how to put it into words, but more or less just like, this is my sign of like, hey, like I'm interested in you type of thing. It's just the chivalrous part of it. But from there on, my husband and I split almost everything 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask him on a date or if I ask like, hey, let's go out to eat, I'm probably going to pay for that meal. If he asks me, he'll probably pay for that meal, vice versa. But for the first little bit of the swooning, the wooing period,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I want my date. I want my first meal paid for. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If you can't afford 10, and I'm also not ordering steak and lobster. Like, you know, I don't know. Right now is a little weird on like the women need to pay for the first date thing. Like, no, sorry,
Mahoney and I knew this guy that was dating this girl that was, you know, considerably younger than him, but every time that they would go out, same thing. Like he was, you know, very chivalrous and would always pay for everything and, you know, mm-hmm. made decent money. And she, I think was still pretty young at the time. So wasn't making a bunch, but she, every time that they would go out, she would always order the most expensive thing on the menu. And she would never finish it. She would take like a bite or two and then he would tell the story.
That's disrespectful.
It was a power play. But
no,
like,
that's disrespectful.
They would always come over and ask, do you want me to box this up for you? And she's like, no, Anna. Just toss it. Just toss it.
What do I want it?
Yeah.
Like, I already paid for it. Give me half that lobster. I ain't too proud. So I agree with you. Like, that is kind of how I operate when I, you know, like when I was dating. That's my modus operandi. Operandi? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
what's
my
MO? My MO. Modus operandi. Operandi.
Yeah, for sure. MO.
MO. Just stop, man. Just stop.
I was getting there. But like with the dating, with online dating now, like that's the thing. Like, I don't think you have to be more
cautious. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to like protect yourself now in 2019, as opposed to, you know, like you didn't meet your husband.
No, we met in class. I saw him.
You didn't
person.
Know he, you yeah. didn't know. Yeah. You knew he wasn't a super creepy. I mean, you probably had an idea.
A little creepy.
The good kind of creepy, though.
Yeah. No, it's just a weird world we're in right now.
This one, Holly said, I went on a date with a guy who thought the Beastie Boys were from Texas. No, it's not No Sleep Till Austin. I'm still mad about it 5 years later.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Really, those thick accents? I think that's Texas?
I mean, it's right there in the title of the song.
Yeah.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn. Got an album to the five boroughs. They have boroughs in Texas?
I mean, like the donkey kind.
Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the worst date experience that you've ever had. Maybe it was a first date. Maybe it was many dates in. This one, worst first date, invited him over to watch a movie and ended up watching all of Seven. It worked out and we got married. What a weird way to start a relationship. I mean, as far as movies go.
Seven?
What's in the box?
Oh, yeah. What's in the box? Kevin Spacey and Brad Pitt and Morgan, and Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
Met this guy on Bumble. He seemed pretty chill, so we went out to dinner. Turned out to be a total weirdo. Was complaining about the food. Kept trying to bolt, but couldn't find the bathrooms. Made him pay. On the way out, he tried to kiss me. I told him, dude, no thanks, and bolted after that. Still have nightmares. You were trying to find the bathrooms and you couldn't? All right. All right. Going back to Facebook here, Warren said, very first date with a chick, I go to pick her up at her house. That chivalry thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knock on the door. She answers. Her six-year-old son runs up to me, gives me a hug, and calls me dad. I hug him and say, hey, buddy.
Oh.
And then looked at her, and she was mortified. Poor girl. Sweet kid. Sweet kid. That's a kid.
He just wanted a dad in his life.
Yeah. Why would you deny him a father, Warren?
Yeah. That's on you.
Should have stepped up your game.
Marcella said this guy I was dating started to get a little obsessive, and so I started to avoid him, went to this bar, and then him and his best friend all of a sudden show up, and this dude, you're like, okay, he's a stalker. My friend and I were pretty drunk, didn't want to leave, so we just told him to bug off. They didn't. The bouncer had to come, told him to leave us alone, still didn't. So here comes this 6'4" hot guy who was friends with us, marched over, told him to get the F out. The bouncer and my friend grabbed him, threw him out of there. Happy to say, I'm now with the hot dude. This month, 13 years together, 8 years of marriage.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Some
white knight action paying off.
That's right. You come rolling up there like, you need me to get rid of this guy for you?
Straight up DJ Jazzy Jeffson out the front door.
I could see that being pretty a pretty hot instance, though.
Yeah.
Saving
right?
the day.
Yeah, sure.
Also,
yeah,
you know,
good
being
6'4"
being 6'4" doesn't hurt.
Brooke said, I met a guy halfway through dinner. He told me that he had herpes, but still expected me to hook up with him. His exact words were like, yeah, so I got diagnosed with genital herpes about 6 months ago. And I was like, he said, but I'm not flaring up right now. So you should definitely be able to bang me later. That's when I left.
What is wrong with people?
Like, I mean, if you've got, you know, like I said, you know, if you end up getting an STD, there are websites that you can date people who also have that, you know, but like if you're expecting somebody else to take on your STD while you're dating them and you're mad at them because they won't, I mean, you're just a loser.
Also, I love the confidence of like the fact that she wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, we should. Yeah, we're going to do it. Right? We're going to do it?
Sure, yeah. Wendy said, so I was married before in the Navy. A guy came into the clinic after he got discharged, asked me on a lunch date. At the time, my last name was Adams. While on the lunch date, dude noticed my tag and my last name and asked if I'd been married before. I said yes. He asked if my ex was in the military. He said yes. Anyway, long story short, I ended up finding out that he knew my ex-husband. And I ended up leaving my ex-husband because while he was deployed, he was sleeping with a bunch of prostitutes while in Japan. Anyway, the date guy asked if my ex had ever been deployed to Japan. You see where this is going? I said yes. To which he said, I was your ex-husband's roommate in Japan, and we shared a hooker together. Needless to say,
that's going to win her over? What
took my subway to go. Yeah, like, maybe just keep that one to yourself.
Keep that under the hat.
Yeah.
You know, but once the $5 footlongs are flowing, the truth can't be held in.
You get all hopped up on Diet Pepsi and you just can't keep the secrets to yourself anymore.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I don't know if it's a $5 footlong meatball sub talking, but me and your husband, well.
I shouldn't have had that second Mountain Dew. Gah! That is Judah and the Lion on X107.5 and the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got a final one for you here, Mahoney. Yeah, what is it?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, don't you feel so good about your current relationship?
Because it's not this.
Hearing about all these bad ones, you're like, oh, God. Like, see, it's not so bad if you just leave your socks in the floor. Mm-hmm. Could be worse.
You're talking about honesty. Is this too honest for a first date? Got texted over to us at 73100. Went on a date with a guy that told me his favorite sandwich was banana and mayonnaise.
Ew.
And he also talked about his kid that was prone to violence and that he was waiting for his grandparents to die to get his inheritance.
Oh.
I like the honesty.
Got
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm curious to know if you guys ever did anything stupid at work and then walked in the next day regretting it. I mean, I never even get let go, or they don't even like pull me aside to like talk to me about it.
Message deleted.
Getting drunk as a bartender while bartending.
Oh, man. How did you not just get hammered every time you worked?
We did.
Oh, you did. It was just levels of being hammered, yeah. Right? You don't want to lose control.
Yeah. If you can't count your cash.
Yeah.
That's when you get in trouble.
Oops.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got that drop in. Here at the station, you know, not so much in recent years, but like in, you know, the early parts of my career, I would say certainly thought there were plenty of times that I thought I was going to be fired before.
So we have an annual holiday concert like, you know, most radio stations do. And
oh, I didn't think I was going to get fired over that.
But every year, you would always get so blackout drunk.
Yeah, it was the tradition.
They would always, yeah.
You set a precedent, man.
Yeah.
Like that's the holiday tradition.
It's a holiday tradition.
You set the precedent. Like, oh, that's just what Mahoney does every year at Holiday Havoc. He just gets drunk.
Our boss was in on it where he's like, the next day, he had to call Mahoney in and fake reprimand him because he was prepared for Mahoney's antics, but he didn't know if the higher-ups were, and so he could then go, oh, no, I've already talked to him about that. Yeah.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. It's in my contract now. I could get drunk at all of our
contracts. It's in your contract.
It is. I got that carve out. So I can get drunk at every single station event. It's part of my job. It's part of my required work.
Part of your personality.
Yeah.
People are disappointed if they don't get drunk Mahoney.
But the one time I really thought I was going to get fired was when I fell asleep. I fell asleep here because I was working like 60, 80 hours a week, getting paid for like 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're part time, you just that's what you got to do. Yeah. Not complaining about it because it gets you to where you want to be eventually, but when you're in it, it's hard. So one night we're playing this horrible like mix show with DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill. So it's like during the hip hop and like new metal mashup days.
The rap rock.
And let me tell, like, the phone lines just they would go nuts and like, why are you playing this garbage? And so I would just put them all on hold. So I wouldn't answer them. And played it off a CD. This is before computers. And so each one was a half hour long. So I set my alarm to sleep for 25 minutes and did not wake up after the 25-minute alarm.
How much dead air was there?
I don't know, because as soon as I woke up, my guess is probably 15 minutes.
It's a lot of dead air.
3 a.m., you know, but even at 3 a.m., it's a lot of dead air.
Sure, yeah.
Ran in, I'm like, oh, my God, and like hit play
hit
and all
play.
Dang.
Trying to get everything going, and then
before we had computers.
my I was like trying to come up with a excuse on like if somebody asked why was there 15 minutes of dead air, I was gonna say I was in the bathroom and had eaten some bad food. That was my, but nobody, I never even got questioned.
You already
about
had
it.
The excuse.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know that you've done something wrong, whether that's at work or in a relationship. You've already got your legal defense set up in your head for how that came to.
I have some stomach issues. Yeah. And I thought it was set to play over when the one CD ended and the other one did. But nobody even asked.
Well. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, my buddy's got he's got a job where he goes to like these work conferences, and I never been like anything like that. Are work conferences really work, or are they like, is it like people just having an excuse to party?
Message deleted.
Both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, I mean, it's more networking, right? I mean, it's more like seeing people that you don't normally see that are in the same industry or have the same interests as you. But as far as like, yeah, I mean, it's 90% of it is just everyone getting schnockered together, right? Yeah.
Well, but that's networking.
Yeah.
But the thing about networking is, and the reason why, it's not, it doesn't matter what you know, it's who you know. And that still holds true generations later.
Sure.
Yes.
Jobs.
Let me give you an example. We were all in Chicago last month at a work conference.
Yeah.
And Mahoney thought that it was networking when he drunkenly invited three Canadian dudes to dinner because he thought that he was going to get our show syndicated into Canada.
I can't find that guy's contact info.
He's not a real person. He's just some dude who wanted a free lobster dinner.
Please leave a message after the
tone. We're going to be on to Canada.
So I'm curious to know if you guys ever did anything stupid at work and then walked in the next day.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, actually. playing that one twice in a row.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, I've got a question, but I really want you guys to think about it. Who is the luckiest person in that room right now?
Message deleted.
The luckiest person in this room? Mahoney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that in doubt. I'm not even going to argue that one. That's
yeah, no, he set it up where he gets all of the glory and does none of the work.
Yeah.
Brilliant move. Uh-huh. High level stuff.
Uh-huh. Every yeah. Years, years. 3D chess, man. 3D chess over uh-huh. Here.
Yeah, we're all playing checkers. Mahoney playing 3D chess.
40.
Yeah.
40 would sound pretty good this morning.
I was going to say 40s. That's where my mind went.
Somebody go get me some Mickeys.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So, Audrey, you got married not too long ago. Do you feel like you had any bridezilla-type moments?
No, I was the most chill bride ever. Like, actually, yeah.
I did.
That I could actually see. In this case, though, nothing says love like when you attack your wedding planner because she takes you to Denny's and the kitchen is closed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, one bride-to-be got a late-night craving, but after she found out that the Denny's that they went to had some issues with the kitchen and couldn't serve her the grand slam that she wanted, things went off the rails. Unfortunately, things started to fall apart, said this one particular poster. So I said, no, let's go get something else. The story continued. She started crying, saying, you're right. It's your bachelor party, not mine. And then started throwing the dumbest stuff at me. So I shut up and let her insult me while I drove her to a different Denny's that was about 20 minutes away. She ran towards me and pushes me, screaming at me. So I pushed her back. Obviously, I don't care if you're intoxicated. Don't touch me. She ran towards me and pushes me again while screaming and trying to knock me out.
So this is her bachelorette party.
It's her bachelorette party. Her wedding planner is her maid of honor.
I was gonna say, gotta be front.
Yeah, maid of honor, and she attacks her physically because she wanted Denny's. And in her mind, it was her fault that the Denny's that they went to originally was closed.
If you are a wedding planner, you should know whether or not that Denny's is open.
So you're siding with the, here we go.
That is a fail on the wedding planner's part. That's how,
it's her friend.
But also she's like a makeshift wedding planner, right?
Really, she's
like
a professional wedding planner.
There is a oath that you take when you become a wedding planner.
No, there's not. What are you talking about?
You got to put your hand on a stack of old photo albums and swear that you'll do anything and everything, or a stack of catalogs of really overpriced items that nobody's ever going to think one iota about besides you. Everybody's all spend your money on the food.
Yes.
Spend your money on the food. Or don't spend any money on the food. Just spend the money on a lot of bar. Then you don't even have to as much money on the bar because everybody's going to be drunk already. That's the only reason they're there, because nobody cares. Nobody cares about your stupid wedding. You're 40. You're 40, Kathy.
I'm feeling attacked.
This is your third wedding.
So a man, confused about how Ohio drug laws work, called the cops demanding that the officers return the small amount of marijuana that they stole from him. The man called the Sharonville police dispatcher in a rather explicit phone call on Tuesday and said it's legal to possess 100 grams, 3.5 ounces of marijuana, and the amount the officer seized was 4 grams, 0.14 ounces. The Sharonville police posted a recording of the call on their Facebook, said people may be a bit in the weeds here, so we'd just like to take this opportunity to clear the haze. And they said that they don't make the rules, but no, it's not legal for you to have any weed in the state of Ohio at this time. They don't make the rules, but they must uphold them, so they will not be returning this man's, quote, stolen weed.
Did they arrest him?
Or did they take it as evidence for something? They took it and ran?
I think they just kind of shamed him.
Huh. Yep, they just took the weed.
Just took the weed.
He claims it was very, very good weed, though. That's why he's so upset.
Yes.
I'd be upset, too, man. Hey, Ohio, legalize weed. Give that man his weed back. You think eventually when marijuana is legalized, they're going to be forced to be able to go down to the old...
Go down to the evidence locker and get it back finally?
And then use that Facebook post as evidence?
So a video shows a fight inside of the Town Hall Bowl in Cicero on Wednesday night. There was someone that got attacked with a bowling ball, which doesn't sound great.
Nope.
Damonte Williams was placed in a medically induced coma at the University Medical Center. His mom said he came out of the coma Friday morning and has been improving. The owner of the bowling alley said security was in place Wednesday night when the fight was isolated. The cops showed up, and it was pretty rough fight, if you can imagine, with people chucking bowling balls and everything else.
Really strong people, too. Bowling balls are kind of heavy. Like
a 14-pound anything to the dome is going to mess you up pretty good. One of the people said, to my understanding, he didn't even know why these people would attack him, much less hit him in the head with a bowling ball. Police released the surveillance video of the guy who is responsible for the attack. They say the man took off in a 2018 Range Rover with a Wisconsin license plate. Authorities are still searching for him.
A Range Rover?
Right.
Attacking people with bowling balls and...
Boning balls.
Boning balls. Well, that's a...
Boning.
Right.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, I wouldn't hate if someone was like, hey, you want to go on a date to the bowling alley? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Thank you.
I'm ready to 7-10 split. all right.
Low score.
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
Tam is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Tam? How's it going?
Hey, good. How you guys?
Good. So, have you ever had a warrant out for your arrest before?
Yeah.
My man. All right.
What was it for?
Traffic tickets.
All right. So, I've got three people that we are going to introduce you today to, and you have to figure out which one of these has an active warrant out for their arrest, which one of them does, just based on the setup and what you think is the most plausible from the details that we get about their lives. Ian does a fantastic job of tracking people down, and I am stunned that he finds this many people with warrants out for their arrest, but he does. So the first person that we're going to introduce you today to is Anthony, okay?
What's your name, man?
Anthony.
How old are you? What do you do for a living? Single, married?
Single, yeah, 29. Detail cars.
Any run-ins with the law?
Yeah.
Like what?
My last one.
Any felony charges, though?
No, I'm not. No.
Nothing like that? How many have you had? You don't even remember?
Yeah, it's just like I had a paraphernalia charge.
All right, so okay. There's Anthony for you. Does it sound like he could be the sort of guy that has a warrant out for his arrest?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, who doesn't accidentally leave a bunch of zigzags under your passenger seat car? Those are my friends.
Zigzags. How do those drugs get into your pocket? These are my cousin's pants. All right. On to number two. This is Charles.
Do you want to give your name, sir?
Charles.
Charles. How old are you? Single? Married? Divorced?
59. Single.
Any prospects? Any ladies or...
Nah.
Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Traffic violation. I got a bad childhood habit of jaywalking that got me on that.
Now, you said that's a childhood habit?
Yeah.
Anything else, though? You've never done any time or anything, right?
No.
Again, I'll say it just like we did.
Jaywalking.
If the cops are busting you for jaywalking, they hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that a cop is giving you a hard time for jaywalking if you're just a normal person crossing the road while going to the mall. No one's getting a ticket for jaywalking if they're going to their local Best Buy. You know, it's always the cops just looking for an excuse to lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Charles. Third and final one here. This is David.
Now, do you want to give your name?
My name's David.
All right, David. So, again, the bit is called Who's Got the Warrant? Just a little bit about you. How old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
25, single, college student, go for computer engineering.
Have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Yes, once.
What happened?
Was going snowboarding and decided to, like, roll a mad backwood. All right. We're like, hey, we're going to move away from the kids, etc. And then we see this cop come up, and we're just like, oh, and we're far away, don't mind you. But we're like, we need to leave. So mid-half blunt, this is a nice blunt, by the way. It's like a good, like, inch and a half blunt, nice thickness to it.
Nice, bro, yeah. Nice.
The cop comes up, we toss this blunt as far as I can and just sped, and I don't know what's happening to this day. So I was just like, all right, gonna call this a win and move along.
Is that the new term for, like, driving, isn't it like driving cut? Like, what does he say? Like, going backwood?
Backwood is actually a type of cigar that smokers use.
And
tobacco out. Yes, Drake references backwoods a lot.
Cool. Tight.
All right. So, Tam, it's up to you to figure out which one of these three has an active warrant out for their arrest. Is there any of them that you are sure do not have a warrant?
One in three.
One in three you think do not have the warrant, or you think one in three could have the warrant?
I don't think they have a warrant because I got a jaywalking ticket before.
Oh, no.
All right. So you think that number two has the warrant. Charles has the warrant, the jaywalker.
Yeah.
Okay. You only have one chance. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Here's the ultimate question, though, my friend. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Not even for jaywalking?
I got a return court date. Fines, and I'm done.
So you better make that court date.
For real.
Oh, man.
So no warrant, but he does have a ticket.
Does have a court date.
Does have a ticket and a court date. So next step is a warrant, but unfortunately, Tam, that's going to burn it for you.
It's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you for calling. We're going to go to Anthony, who is with us this morning. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
Anthony.
No, Aaron. Sorry.
Whatever. The warrant is Anthony, right?
Oh, yeah. So there's David and
attention.
Yeah, there's.
Come on.
You son of a bitch. How dare you? That's an honest mistake that I made on Monday morning.
Hey, it's Monday morning for me, too, guys.
I didn't give it away necessarily. Either Anthony or David has the warrant.
Actually, I think it's the snowboard dude, David, because he seems so excited about telling a story.
So you think David has the warrant?
Yeah, because if he ditched it when he was in a place where he wasn't living, he probably left all that adulting behind him, and it probably turned into a warrant.
Interesting. All right, so final answer, David?
Final answer, David.
Let's have a listen.
So you fled from police?
Oh, yeah. No, I hope he didn't get my license plate or nothing, so...
Here's the ultimate question, then. Do you currently have any active warrants out for your arrest?
No, I think.
Dang. It was a tough one today.
Sorry, Aaron. That means that you also got it wrong.
I still won because he doesn't know for sure.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if that pays off for you. No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. But thank you for calling today, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys.
All right, take care. That means that it is, in fact, Anthony that has the one.
Anthony.
Of course it was
right?
Anthony.
It's just like so lame that the cop like didn't even want to. Got an actual paper like for it? I'm not going to argue it.
But you have a paraphernalia warrant.
Yeah.
All right, don't get pulled over, man.
Don't tell him.
I'm going to call 911 right now.
See, I mean...
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He sounded like he was high on drugs right then.
He sounded so nervous.
Very speedy.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Antonio Brown has been released by the Raiders, and he has signed with the Patriots, and this has been a monumentally frustrating experience for everyone that is a part of the Oakland Raiders organization.
Like Thursday, Friday, I mean, first it was he got into a fight with the GM. Then there was some racial stuff that was allegedly said.
All the stuff with the helmet is what started it, right?
Well, no, even the feet. Frostbite on the feet.
Him freezing his feet off, and then he had a problem with the helmet that he was going to wear. He got in one of those like cryotherapy chambers for too long and like froze his feet so that way it was all frostbit and he couldn't practice. And then he had the whole issue where they were making him change helmets like they made everyone else in the NFL change helmets. Mm-hmm. And he had a huge problem with that. Skipped a whole bunch of practice. And the GM sent him a letter saying, hey, you're being fined like $50,000, which to any of us would be devastating. To a guy that's making $20 million a year, it's nothing.
Yeah, literally.
And he gets into a screaming match with the general manager on the football field, threatens to punch him, punts a football down the field, and it seems like he's going to be kicked off the team.
Didn't he like illegally record him as well?
Oh, that was
conversation.
That was the next step.
That was Gruden.
Yeah, so Gruden, and again, it's not
illegal.
No, it is illegal because California is not a single party consent state.
Was that in California?
It's in California.
Nevada, you can record.
It used to be like that in Nevada. There's still some states like Texas where only one person has to be aware.
Yeah, and the way that is so somebody, a third party, can't be recording you without your knowledge. But if a second party is recording, like you call me, I record all your calls.
Right, but
that
would actually be illegal. So
no, it's not legal. It's legal in Nevada.
It used to be. It's not that way anymore.
They changed the law.
So back in the day, California has always been the two-party consent. So if you're recording somebody, you have to tell them it's a recorded line or they're being recorded. When they used to do that show Crank Yankers, they would actually come here to Las Vegas and set up in the conference room of our old radio station to record Crank Yankers here because Nevada used to be a one-party consent state where only the person that was recording it had to be aware that it was being recorded, not the person that was on the other end of the phone. Long story short, California has always been the two-party. Mm-hmm. So Antonio Brown gets in all this trouble with the GM. He posts that letter about him getting fined on Instagram. That's a huge problem. And then Friday, the story is he has come up with his heartfelt apology. Mm-hmm. He's standing with the team captains. Mm-hmm. He's ready to play, and he's just so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, wake up to the news, he's off the team.
Yeah.
Demanding to be released. And somewhere in there, John Gruden had called him, and that's when he recorded the phone call. And Gruden was kind of dismissive. Like, he didn't care about it. He's like, ah, it's hilarious, whatever. But then he demands to be released. And did you guys see the video that was floating around with him, like, pretending like he was getting the news from a ticker about how he was released from the team?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he started running and, like, acting like he was free.
That's not how they do it. Like, a bunch of former NFL players all weighed in. They're like, when you get released from the team, they always call you.
Yeah.
They always call you. It's never
an just email.
Like, so he, like, faked this whole. Antonio Brown has lost his mind. And so now he is signed with the Patriots, because of course he did. And he's going to play for New England. Now, the real question is, can he hold it together, or did they literally just wheel a Trojan horse into the clubhouse of arguably the best NFL franchise in history?
If you think of another, like, top-tier player who had all the ability in the world and was a bit of a problem player, Randy Moss comes to mind. Randy Moss is like a cool breeze on a nice summer day.
Compared to AB? And,
Like, Randy Moss wasn't crazy. Randy Moss was just kind of, he had a bit of a chip on his shoulder. And Belichick was able to, like, rein him in and turned him into, you know, gave him another, like, Hall of Fame season.
Right.
You know, like, one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen between a receiver and a quarterback, between him and Brady.
So the thing is that if you watch Hard Knocks, they were talking about what a great guy Antonio Brown is because, you know, when he was out, he was hanging out with all these kids and taking pictures.
He always signed all the autographs and that sort of
stuff.
But
see, so they don't always go together, right? Because you can still be a really bad person and be an attention whore. And if you love when people are paying attention to you and you get to the point, and this is where Antonio Brown got why I think he's such a problem, and I'm glad that he's out of town. I'm glad he's not coming to Las Vegas.
I did not want him.
Is because he's got to the point where he wants attention so badly, he doesn't care who else he hurts. And that's when it gets dangerous. Everyone likes attention.
When it's a team sport, you can't be that kind of distraction inside of the locker room. If anybody is going to be able to manage him, it'll be Belichick. And not that, like,
Belichick and Brady. But listen to this. So just coming out today, Tom Brady reportedly made an offer to Antonio Brown to stay with him while he was getting kind of acclimated to New England. And they asked him about it on a radio show today in Boston. And Brady's like, I didn't tell anyone about that publicly. So that means that already the first thing that Antonio Brown is told. Is
opening his mouth and be like, Brady wants me to come chill at his house. Ew, that's
already
tacky.
The first thing that he could blow up, he's already blowing up. And that's Tom Brady's offer to stay with him while he's just getting acclimated to the area.
Is that revoked now?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, AB... Good luck, New England.
I mean, it's either going to be the best or worst thing ever.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Maybe. I mean, if you saw what New England did last night,
that was a whooping.
They look great.
33-3.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Just
and that's without AB. Like, do you even need him at this point? Like, I mean, he had the most touchdowns as a wide receiver. What is it? Last season, he's led the league a couple of years for not last season, but, you know, over the course of his career, he's led the league in receiving yards.
There's no question he's a super gifted athlete,
without a doubt.
But he's a total head job.
It's interesting. But if Belichick has that magic touch that he's had in the past, the Patriots may be unstoppable this season if they bring him in and he actually gets on board with their program. And if he won't, Belichick's not going to stand for that. Belichick will boot his ass out. Mm-hmm. Again, look at Jonas Gray.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns in a game. One of the greatest rushing performances by a player ever.
Showed up 20 minutes late to a team meeting the following week, and he never played for the Patriots again.
To be fair, Jonas Gray hasn't done anything else ever since that day.
He's no AB. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. So Southern Nevada home prices are coasting right along. They say that the numbers that came out for August are good numbers. So the median price of an existing single family home, according to the figures, is $305,000, just slightly up from July. But again, stability is what we're looking for here, and that's what we're seeing currently. So that's a good thing.
This is good. You know, the only problem is, you know, and we're seeing low unemployment rates, some of the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in decades here in Las Vegas. Recently, the problem is underemployment. You know, it's like with rent going up and housing prices being as high as they are right now, some people are having issues, you know, paying rent and or looking to possibly buy a house down the road. So we need to find a way to make that, to get that wage earning up here in Nevada now that everybody is employed.
The girl needs a good crash so I can get a home. Tired of renting.
You need a good what?
I need I need it to lower a little bit. You said it's a good median, right? 300 and something. I'm like
305.
I couldn't purchase that even if I tried.
That's still a very expensive $300,000 house is still what you're looking at.
And those numbers are always
like $2,200 a month for a mortgage.
And those numbers are always deceiving, right? Because those are the median, right? So you have the super high end, the $20 million houses, which kind of skew that whole thing. But then you also have a lot of houses that are a lot cheaper that there's a lot more of. And so, you know, a $300,000 house, you're not able to get a lot for that in a market like this.
Anybody who pays $20 million for a house in Las Vegas, you're doing it wrong. Unless you own Black Mountain, or you own, whatever, if you got the money, just do it.
Have you seen the house that whoever the Walmart area is out in Henderson, where it's like
what down in McDonald Ranch?
Yeah, like half the mountain is theirs, and then the guy who is one of the
founders, if you own the mountain, cool. But like if you're just buying like the Jim Rhodes house that's for sale or whatever, and they're saying that's $20 million, you're right next to a highway. That is not a $20 million house. You could go buy a $20 million house in L.A., in Malibu, or in Calabasas that you could see, you know, some of the most beautiful land ever, not the elbow of the 215. don't get me wrong.
That Lowe's is a beautiful Lowe's over there. It always has the things that I need when I go
in. Magical in the morning when the sun rises.
That's the other side.
Whatever.
Yeah. Seeing the sun set down into the Lowe's parking lot is just, that's worth $20 million right there.
Here's what's making news.
So the phrase is, there ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws, but unfortunately the laws are on the way back because everyone is running out of White Claw. Do you guys really believe this? Because my brother went and got some White Claw this weekend without any issue.
Went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, no, but remember when we did White Claw Wednesdays and you had a hard time finding it
then? I did. I went to a bunch of liquor stores and they were all out except for one that I went to.
You think this is a clever marketing ploy? It's like when Steve Jobs tells you that they're running out of iPhones, you know? It's just because it makes you want it even more. Yeah.
I will say, you and I partaked in some White Claws over the weekend while watching the NFL kickoff.
Yep. Just a couple of middle-aged dudes slamming White Claws while watching football. Totally normal.
Not bad.
The lime is
sitting next to each other on the couch, our knees just slightly touching from time to time.
Ew. See, that just makes me think of, like, sweaty. Yeah. Like sweaty thighs touching.
It wasn't too sweaty, but you know, like the long leg hairs that Mahoney has. It's sort of like reach over
actually my legs
tickle you like a spider.
From years of wearing knee high socks, I don't have a lot of leg hair. It's ripped most of it out. I got my legs are
You're
very smooth.
Are they
very very smooth? Like up into the calf.
Really?
Up into the calf.
Sexy.
Yeah. I will say the lime, some of the worst White Claw I've ever had. That's
garbage.
But the black cherry,
black cherry and the raspberry, pretty
grapefruit.
Good.
Grapefruit
was solid too. Yeah.
So,
everything
other than lime.
Everything other than lime is good. Yeah.
See, we screwed up by having lime first.
That's why it was the one that was available.
Yeah.
Because people knew.
So you guys give me your take on this, if you think that this couple should be in trouble. A couple, Robert and Tiffany Williams of Pennsylvania, didn't call the bank when they found out there was $120,000 that was deposited into their account. It was a mistake, obviously. It was intended for a business. It was accidentally transferred to their account. And they went out and they splurged on a camper, a Chevy, and a race car.
Hell yeah.
And a race car?
Authorities said they also distributed $15,000 to friends who needed the money. All told, they spent $100,000 in 2.5 weeks.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Awesome couple of weeks. Eventually, though, the bank figured it out and contacted them around June 20th after sending the money to the correct account. The bank notified Tiffany Williams, 35, that they were responsible for returning all of the funds.
Nope.
They added that the withdrawal resulted in $107,000, $416 overdraft because the couple's bank account only had $1,121 in it before the accidental windfall.
They seriously took it out of their account and made them go into the negative like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then charge
evil.
Them an overdraft fee.
That's the worst.
For every day, bank. Right? Like $35 a day.
On top of it, what a dick move by the bank's part.
Tiffany first assured the bank that she would work out a repayment plan with her husband, but then she eventually just kind of ghosted them, and so now they're charging them with theft.
That's...
So who's to blame here?
Everyone.
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 Yeah. Everyone. The bank for mistakenly doing that, and then for... being dumb and thinking that they could actually spend that money and not have any repercussions on it. Everybody
like
here,
you're like
an idiot.
All right, quickly put three things: race car, camper, Chevy. All right, go get them all.
But let me tell you this: if I am on that jury, I'm not finding them guilty.
You're not going with
never.
With the bank.
Against the bank.
Against the corporate bank. What I don't like is that they're charging them with three counts of felony theft and also receiving stolen property.
See, okay, well, here's the thing. It's the bank's fault start, right?
Yep.
So how do you not fault the bank at any point in any of
this? If it was like a small credit union, I would be way more...
It's BB&T.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a pretty big bank.
One of the biggest banks out there.
If they're willing to work on a repayment plan...
Don't charge them.
But they have to give the Chevy
I'm keeping this camper.
Do you think they're like, all right, we got to figure out how to hook the Chevy, the camper, and the race car all up together and drive the hell out of town?
It's good. You take it to Mexico.
They got everything they need.
Yeah,
man.
What else do you need?
Just got a home.
Hook the camper up to the race car. They'll never catch you.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, man.
We're out. We out. And they helped out people who needed money. $15,000.
Family and friends.
Good hearts. Little minds.
I was just going to say, the lowest IQ here.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I'd have a hard time not spending at least some of it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, we have a good weekend,
y'all.
I go
bet it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to know if any of you guys vape, because if you do, I don't know, I'm extremely worried about that it's going to kill your lungs and you guys are going to end up looking like douches.
Message deleted.
more than the second one I'm concerned about.
this is a longstanding tradition of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is that all of us will sit around every morning and each of us have a large carburetor size vape pen and we'll just sit here and just blow rings and what do they call it? What do the kids call it on when they actually make the videos? And
like,
you know what I'm talking
tricks?
About? Like vape tricks, but isn't there a name for it?
Vape tricks.
I thought it was vape.
It's just vape tricks? So we just do vape tricks all morning in the
blowing
studio.
Blowing clouds.
Blowing clouds. That's what it is.
Blowing clouds.
Blowing clouds. Yeah.
Ugh. Grape scent.
I'm not a fan of the vaping, but whatever. You do you. Just don't do it around other people.
It's going to kill you too.
Well, yeah, there's lots of people dying from it. Yeah. And the fact that the guy from Juul has already come out and said, like, yeah, we're not sure if this is going to be legal down the road.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you should be doing this.
What I don't like is people that misunderstand how appropriate their vaping is. So
It smells good.
I was at a restaurant, you know, and there's like, you know, a smoking area. And then there's the non-smoking area, of course, which is where they serve all of the food. And there's just somebody in there in the restaurant portion of it, just going to town, just vaping, just these huge clouds.
Hate it.
And somebody had to come over like that worked there. And they're like, hey, you can't do that. And they like argued with them because I'm not smoking, I'm vaping. And you're like, you know, like you realize you're just puffing a huge cloud of smoke that's been inside of your body, even if it's vape or not, into the air.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross, man.
For me, if I were to ever vape, it would be like the little weed pins.
Yeah.
For like convenience.
I've never really met a nice vapor either. Like nobody I've ever really come into contact with who's like vaping. I really ever enjoy. Like they're not really nice individuals.
The big ones.
They're always blowing smoke in your face.
Like the carburetor size ones. Yeah. Those are the same dudes who rock truck nuts. Unironically.
Yeah.
If you're rocking truck nuts, ironically,
hilarious.
We could be friends. But if you're not, ironically, then no. We were not meant.
Is that
to be
one of those
bros.
Things that makes you instantly judge somebody?
Yeah,
if they have a huge vape.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with smoking too. You know, and I know I shouldn't say that, but it does. I wouldn't date a smoker. I couldn't.
Like that is that that is that is a six pack of beers.
You. So you'll smoke only after you've had.
I'm one of those. I only smoke after drinks. No, I haven't done that in a while because it just messes up my voice pretty bad. But catch me in college at a frat party, girl.
And I know
I was done. Give me a menthol.
And I know what you're gonna crush.
The popping sensation. There's something about it, you know.
Uh-huh. I know you're gonna say, "Oh, you smoke cigars."
You do smoke cigars, yeah, and those are actually much worse.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Health wise, they're not.
No, I'm talking about your. You say that you could never date a smoker because kissing a smoker would be gross for you. You smoke a cigar, like 2 days later, you can still taste it.
My wife makes me go take a shower before I get in bed.
It doesn't solve the problem in your mouth.
Yeah, I basically do a mouth enema with Scope. It's like it has to get down half your windpipe. You know, you gotta cough it up just to get all the stuff out there. Yeah, no, I'm with you. She doesn't kiss me after that. But like, there's
or in general, you're like, we're in a long term relationship. Does anyone really make out when you're in a long term relationship? No, don't lie to me. Do you, Audrey?
No.
Now, of course you don't. Ian, you've been dating your girl for how long now?
I've been dating her for, how long? 6 years?
6 years. Yeah. Do you guys make out still?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, when does the make out stop? I'm trying to think. Like, I'm kind of upset at myself. When does the make out sesh? Like, I think, honestly, now it's
when
like...
When you start living together? Because, like, when you don't see each other very often. Yeah. She's so passionate. And then, like, you're always around the person.
Yeah. Now we watch them go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I don't want to.
Now we plan our sex and our makeouts.
Okay, a challenge. Everyone has to go home tonight and try to make out with your significant other and see what happens.
No, I don't want to, because that means I got to do the stuff afterwards, too.
Leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if, like, people, like, in our age are being upfront with our parents, like if there's like something serious going on, or like, I don't know if like people still beat around the bush, you know, you want to make them upset. So just seeing what you guys think.
Message deleted.
I mean, I think it's the same with everything. You know, if it's something super serious that they need to know, tell them. But if it's like not something that it's going to affect somebody, you know, even a year from now, I have no, why would I ever bring them into my drama or an issue that I'm having.
It's such a uniquely personal thing too. I mean, so yeah, some people have relationships with their parents where they're like their best friend, mm-hmm. and they tell them everything and they'll disclose all of the stuff that they experienced while they were growing up, and their parents are very supportive and understanding. And a lot of other people dare not say a single word about all of the crazy stuff they did coming out because their parents will judge them to high hell.
See, my parents don't. My parents are okay with all the dumb stuff that I did because they were I was pretty upfront with them while doing most of it. Obviously, there's still things that come out years later that, you know, they.
Well, yeah,
didn't,
but you talk about getting syphilis on the radio and stuff.
I never had syphilis.
Chlamydia, whatever.
Chlamydia,
PCP.
Whatever.
Which, by the way, there is now.
You're smoking PCP. You're talking about it on the radio.
I didn't try to. First off. All of those were accidental, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why are you trying to throw shade?
If you had, if you, the rest of the world gets to know minus your parents.
You smoke PCP.
If you had to intentionally do one of those again, get syphilis or smoke PCP, which one would it be?
Well, first off, it was chlamydia.
Chlamydia, whatever.
100% it would be chlamydia.
Chlamydia? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just get an antibiotic.
Yeah, you just go to the clinic and you drink a little shake. And actually, they've got a vaccine for it now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So some proactive stuff. Huh? You're like, yeah, I'm going to have a pretty good weekend. Go ahead and juice me up, doc.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So when it comes to space, would you guys, like, let's say that eventually one day the idea of space travel becomes attainable to normal people, mm-hmm. right? You know, not in this $2
million to
$20 million, $20 million, yeah. whatever it is to go into space, totally out of reach. Would you guys be interested?
Yeah, for sure.
I said yes earlier, but I'm rethinking this because I can barely tolerate a 5-hour flight back home. So that's got to be a really long flight.
Yeah, I could sit and coach all day long.
Yeah,
like he's jammed in there.
Just my luck. I'd finally go to space and I'd have the guy next to me who takes his shoes off right away, and the crying kid right behind me, and somebody falls asleep and they start sleeping on you. You're like,
see, the problem with you when you travel, you don't do the noise canceling headphones. You got to get on those.
Just the little earbuds.
Those don't cut it, man. You got to get the Bose noise-canceling headphones. They are a game changer.
I just like to travel light. Like, I don't like to have a whole bunch of extra stuff.
It's not that big, man.
What are you talking? You travel with noise-canceling headphones, three neck pillows.
Two neck pillows.
One support miniature pony. I mean, it's too much stuff, man.
Also, the noise-canceling headphones for my miniature pony and the neck pillow for him as well.
Also, some shades so nobody sits next to him on Southwest.
You got it.
You guys ever do that on Southwest where you're sitting there and you put your shades and like your hoodie on and you're just across your arms, you pretend like you're asleep so that way nobody wants to sit next to you?
They've gotten so...
I'm the person who's going to disrupt that. If you've got a good seat, I'm going to...
They've gotten so good with booking those flights, though, that there are open seats.
There's not really open
most
seats
of the
anymore,
time,
yeah.
You know, when you're traveling between major metropolitan areas. But why are you asking about
Well, because
space?
There's Silicon Valley nonprofit is they've revealed their plans for a $3 billion moon settlement. Space to me is... I dislike space. I think space sucks. Have no desire to go to space ever. space
is
spooky.
It's going to continue on like for generations. Like this we are destroying this planet. We have to find a way to find another one.
Let's go to the place with no oxygen.
Well, no.
And no gravity, and that's the solution.
This is step one till we find another planet that we can wreck, man. Haven't you, this is our starter house. This is our starter trailer, Earth.
You think we're going to find another planet?
Yeah.
And then we're going to...
Not in our lifetime, but in generations to come, for sure. Like, your daughter's 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 daughter, for sure.
No, I don't even know that kid. Like, it's my daughter,
I don't even
of course.
Know that kid.
My daughter's daughter, yes. My daughter's daughter, daughter's daughter, daughter. Ah, good luck. Whatever.
Okay.
Be long dead. They don't even know who I am.
We need to colonize space. This is the next frontier for mankind.
We can't
mankind.
Even figure out the ocean.
We can't figure it out here.
This is why we're doing this, man.
Why don't we figure out the ocean?
I don't want...
Why don't we figure out Earth?
I think if I was single, I would be into it, you know? Like... I would like to do like some frontier living.
Man, you better be careful. You're gonna get Martian herpes.
No, man, like I feel like if you are colonizing, if you're like one of the first people to go to one of these new planets, or like for your first few million, it's kind of be more like the Wild West,
frontier.
Yeah, there's really nothing to explore. Everything's been discovered here on Earth.
Do we really want the Wild West though? Like, does that actually seem appealing to you?
No,
maybe.
And you have actively said that you can't survive without chapstick and wet wipes.
Yeah, but we live.
You think you
we live in
doing...
the future. I can bring wet wipes with me. I'm bringing, and even I'm gonna. If I go on to Mars, I'm bringing a bidet.
There's gonna. You have to install.
I will have an interstellar bidet.
Do you know what you need to have for a bidet to work? Plumbing.
There'll be plumbing. You can't live on Mars without plumbing.
Also, you're gonna.
It's
have
gonna
to...
be. If we are going to, it's not like we're just gonna go there and set up and live in caves, man. We're going to have the ability to get to Mars. Thus, we have toilets that flush.
So the first things you want are a bidet, plumbing,
yeah,
and also a wet wipe factory.
Yes,
because they're gonna run out.
Or actually, I don't need wet wipes if I have a bidet.
Plain you're going somewhere else. What are you just going to live only in your home with your bidet?
Yeah, man. That's 90% of what I do.
What
right
about
now.
All this frontiering?
And I'm currently bidetless.
You're not going to
You can get a bidet.
I got to call like an electrician. It's a pain in the ass.
So
like,
you expect there to be a butt-blasting bidet ready for you on Mars, but you won't spend the $40.
Soak this sphincter, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yes, that's the future.
I'm just saying, you don't have to leave the planet to make this happen. It's just for like $40 to put a plug in next to your toilet so you can hook up.
It's like $500 to get an electrician out.
I mean, worth it, bro.
Uh-huh. Or I could just run a really long extension cord. Wife will love that.
She's always tripping walking down the hallway. You kick the plug out of the wall midstream, plug it back in, I can't get up.
Stop. I'm not all the way clean.
I'm not done yet. Out of wet wipes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, it's time for Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Have you had a glass of anything thrown in your face?
I've had thrown at me. Yeah, you were with me. Remember that? Some bartender thought I tipped poorly. Then I called the cops on her.
So, yes, a bartender threw something at Mahoney because she thought that he tipped poorly. When, in fact, he didn't. Mahoney's a very generous tipper.
I'm a man who worked in the service industry, and I pride myself on tipping well.
5%.
Tickets for Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers up for grabs. They are doing the fall tour at the House of Blues on Friday, October the 18th. First person with the correct answer gets set up with the free tickets. 702-791-1075. What would you tip normally?
What, 20%?
20%?
I'm a 20%er.
Even on a round of drinks, do you tip 20% or is it more like a dollar a drink sort of thing?
Well, that's pretty close. I mean, if you're paying $5 for a beer, a dollar a beer is 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, like, it depends on the level of cocktail. Like, a draft is more work than a bottle. A bottle is less work than a draft. And, like, if you make, like, a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned, those require bigger tips because they require more work. It's scale-based.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Royce.
Royce, the correct answer is?
Change.
Threw some change at him, yeah.
Left a welt on the back and on my back.
Royce, would you have called the cops on a bartender if she threw some change at you?
No, I'm not. I'm not like that.
Oh, you're better than me, Royce? Is that what you're saying? Here's where you and I differ. This is why, because I said, I would like to speak to a manager. There's no manager here. Well, guess what? Manager got there when the cops got there. Not, didn't he?
Oh, boy.
Dang, true that.
Oh, boy.
Going to ruin my night? I'm going to ruin yours.
Did it really ruin your night, though?
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Messed you up?
Really, really took away from the awful karaoke that we were singing at that crap hole bar.
Man, I don't even really remember this. It was really that long ago. Yeah, it was 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 14 years ago.
All right. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry that I wasn't a better friend coddling you during those emotional times.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I am the way I am today, Dave.
Oh, I did this to you?
You
like,
did this.
I'm the reason you don't have a gallbladder and your hearing's ruined in your left ear?
All of that. All of that. Yeah.
Rough and tumble friendship we got, man.
Mm-hmm. You're abusive.
You should have.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.